Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're happy to have you and you. Amen. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth, amen, is on the air. Amen. Doctrine of Truth, we are our desire always to bring you to the truth from the grassroots level that all the listeners will call in and share their biblical experience so we all may grow thereby. Father, we thank you right now, O God, for your healing ministry. And Lord, we thank you for the blood of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for your word. God, you gave us your word that we can follow after, O God, and that we will not stumble and not fall. And we appreciate you, Lord, O God, from our heart. And Lord, we ask you to bind Satan's hand on every part, because you said where two or three come together in your name, there you be in the midst, according to Matthew 18, chapter 18 and 19 verse. And Lord, we believe today that tonight, wherever this program will be listening, God, that we will bind Satan, bind sickness, bind disease, bind sorrow. Every spirit is not like you in heaven and in earth. And God, not only that, but we also agree, oh God, because you say where two or three come together in your name, you will loose, oh God, in heaven and in earth. Lord, we ask you to loose healing and life in heaven and in earth, God, upon the listeners and those that are tuning in to this study and this broadcast, God, wherever they might listen, whenever they might listen, wherever they might come from, and any time of the day and moment, oh Lord, as you put it on their heart, and we give you the praise, and Jesus the Christ, oh God, he is the Christ, we pray, amen. God bless you today. We thank God tonight, wherever you might be listening to this broadcast. Amen. Welcome and welcome and again. Amen. The subject is the healing ministry, the ministry of healing. Amen. We believe, we understand, amen, that Jesus came, 1 John, the 3rd chapter, in the 7th verse, say, for this reason, the Son of God was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. Amen. Because in the beginning he had sinned, he brought torment, he brought lying and stealing and killing, amen, to the earth. He was evicted from heaven, he was kicked out, amen. So he came to the earth to make war on God's people. Amen. But he did not leave God's people. Jesus did not leave God's people, his people, amen, handicapped. He did not leave us helpless, because he knows what the warfare is about here on earth. Amen. Jesus is God is love. Amen. And love does not, amen, torment. Love does not boast itself. Love does not come after, amen, all the glory, amen. Love does not leave people in very simply form, amen, without any help. Love does all it can, amen, to help one another, amen. God is love. The Bible says God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and that whosoever, doesn't matter what color, language, tall, small, short, fat, rich, poor, lame, black, amen, red, purple, gold, amen, God say, whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. We thank God again. Amen. You can reach this program as well. those of you that is tuning in, amen, through the radio broadcast, through the cell phone. You know, if you have computers, you can go to our website, www.jciministries.org. Amen. www.jciministries.org. Amen. And also, you can go to www.jciministries.net. Amen. And you can go there and you can scroll down and you can always catch Facebook. You can go look for Bishop Poole. Amen. Jesus Christ International Ministries. We're on Facebook. We have recorded programs there as well as on live on Sunday mornings. On Sunday mornings. And we have repeated broadcasts as well during the Sunday times. So it's our effort, amen, that the Lord wants us to get out the good news, amen, that Jesus is not dead. God is not dead. He's yet alive. He's there. He's everywhere. He's speaking every day. He's speaking every day, amen. But you just have to be able to, with all the temptation going on in the world, all the noise and different voices, amen, in the world, you have to just sit down sometime and just meditate on the goodness of the Lord, amen, and quiet your mind. Time we let our mind go with so many different voices and so many different songs and problems, amen. We need to quiet our mind sometime to speak to yourself, say, slow down. Be quiet, and you have to sometimes just talk to yourself, to quiet yourself. Be in your secret place. Find a place, and if you can, turn up all electronic noise and music and sounds, amen, and just listen, amen. Get the peace of God. Philippians 4 said, the peace of God passes all understanding, amen. He give you peace in your heart and mind. So many times God is speaking to us because of the facts and why it's so, because, amen, the gospel according to John's, the first chapter, 15th verse, he would say, in the beginning, started in the beginning, the first thing, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, first chapter, I mean, John, first chapter. The first verse says, everything was made by him. Without him, anything was made. Amen. Then he go on down to the 14th verse, and he said that the Word became flesh and dwell among us. Amen. So the Word of God, amen, the Word of God is communication. God is communication. That's why we have the Bible. That's why you have men and women. Amen. You hear me always express, what type of Bible do you have? Have you invested, amen, in the right Bible? Did you research, amen, the right Bible? And making sure you got much of the true translation that you can find. Not just go in the store or any place and pick up a book that says Bible. Amen. No, 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 no. You want to make sure you have the proper translation, because of the fact that your life depends on the instructions that you're getting. Amen. Some of you know you have GPSs and maps. Amen. People give you directions. Amen. And you want to make sure that the direction that you're giving, amen, the direction that you're using to go on life, amen, that you be successful. And sometimes you have to try the direction. Sometimes you have to try. Amen. So making sure you have the right translation as much as possible. Amen. I don't sell Bibles, but I also stress when doing your Bible study, start off with the King James. Amen. Then you can go from there to the American Standard, the New International Bible, the Amplified Bible. Amen. And they have the study Bibles. And the Bibles go way back. Amen. You begin to translate and see where the translation starts. Amen. If you have a chance, amen, I know this broadcast is being recorded, but if you have a chance to go to Orlando, Florida, and go to the Holy Lands and see where the Bibles, how they've been translated, coming down, amen, you can appreciate, amen, the translation of the Word of God. Amen. We're talking about the healing ministry, the ministry of healing. Proverbs 27 and 17, iron sharpening iron. We want to, as always, we also express that, amen, in Proverbs 24 and 6, the multitude of counselors, their safety, amen. Out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, Jesus said, amen, there you'll find the truth, you'll find him, amen. Those that are seeking salvation, amen, you got to believe in your heart. Amen. Accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior and be baptized in water for the remission, for the removal, Acts 2:38, for the removal of your sins. Amen. You shall receive the gift. And that's what we're talking about in this study. There's a gift. Child of God has a gift. Every child of God has a gift. Amen. God does not leave, amen, things undone, amen, as man does. He created the world, amen. He didn't make a mistake. Jesus did not make a mistake. You have a gift. And number one, amen, Acts 2:38, old man Peter was preaching to the thousands. Amen. Peter said unto all the brethren out there in the day of Pentecost when they had a large crowd doing their once a year day in Jerusalem of the year. Amen. They came. Amen. And all of them received, amen, a message. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit and in their own language. God did not leave out one group of people in their own language. They heard the wonderful works of God, the wonderful works of God. And they marveled because they heard this from heaven. Amen. Like the book of Joel said, in the last days, God pour out his spirit upon all flesh. Amen. Acts 2:38, Peter said unto them, repent. Baptize every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sin, to remove your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. That covers it all. Everybody have a gift. We're talking about, amen, the gift, amen, of healing. Amen. We're talking about the healing ministry. Amen. You have received the gift of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You have received a gift. Amen. Some of us are gifted in all different areas. Amen. But we won't be able to cover this such a wide area of different studies of the healing ministry. Amen. I like to start out and set the premise of understanding that I believe that healing, because of what Jesus said in the book of, he read it out of Luke, but we're going to read it out of one of God's major prophets, Isaiah 61. Amen. Then we're going to move on from there, and then we're going to open up the studio because we have a great audience, and we always like to hear from more, but we like to lay a little groundwork here. Isaiah 61 says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord was upon him. Amen. He has sent me to bind up the broken heart, regain liberty to the captives, and to open up the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them and Mount Zion and give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called the trees of righteousness and the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Amen. God had done it all. Nothing left undone. Amen. You'll find him. Amen. Again, the prophet Isaiah. Amen. The prophet Isaiah said, Isaiah 53, that surely he has borne our grief and carried our sorrow. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. The devil brought sin, disease, death, sorrows. Amen. He brought it to the world. Amen. And for this purpose, amen, not only to take away, amen, to have man can be delivered and man can be a walk in the earth, but also, amen, to give glory to God. Amen. First John 3, amen. He says that the gospel according to John, First John 3, amen. He says, amen. He that committed sins is of the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested. The Son of God was manifested, that he may destroy, not just knock down, destroy the works of the devil. So there we are, brethren. Amen. We're talking about healing. Amen. Anything that can be restored back to the original purpose of life, going back to the original. Amen. Like you have a car, amen, and the tire go flat. Amen. You find a way to restore that tire before it can hold air in the tire. Amen. If you have a car and you know it began to, you need something replaced, and you replace it and you put it back in working order. Amen. The body of God, amen, God created Adam and Eve in the beginning. And when God created Adam, he breathed into God into Adam's nostrils in the book of Genesis. Amen. And he said it was good. Amen. He said it was good and very good. God created this body. Amen. And this body was created good and very good. Amen. But now, since sin has entered the world and the environment, amen, the world is going through these storms and hurricanes and fires, amen, these viruses and these pestilence that's walking the earth, amen, and not only in the air, but in the air, it's in the food, amen. And Paul told Timothy, tell the people to pray over the food, amen. And the healing ministry of Jesus came to undo, to set free, amen, what the devil has set out to destroy, amen. And here we are, today, the church, Jesus gave the power unto the church, amen. He gave it unto the elders, James, the fifth chapter, amen. Not long about the 12, 13, 14, 15 verse, is a call for the elders of the church. Amen. Anointed with oil, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And if they have committed sins, sometimes we overlook, amen, the power of prayer. Amen. If they have committed sins, they shall be forgiven. Amen. And the Lord shall raise him up. Amen. God has many ways of healing and restoring mankind. Amen. God has ways. Amen. Not only that's just one way, but God has, you can lay hands on the sick. You can anoint them with oil. Amen. You saw Jesus many times. He spit on the ground and put clay and rubbed it on the blind man's eyes. Amen. He told the lepers to go down to the pool. Amen. Go dip. Amen. Go wash. Amen. And he also had the man at the well. 38 years he was sitting there. Amen. So there are many different ways he began to study the Bible and see. Amen. God, through his son, Jesus Christ, he left it unto the church that the church have a healing ministry. You have a healing ministry, brethren. You have a job to do. And this is what we're trying to explore tonight. Amen. Today, wherever you might be listening, amen, to take faith, have trust in God. Amen. The enemy is limited. And Peter said in 1 Peter 5:8-9, amen, that the devil, amen, amen, he's limited and he's a tempter. He's going around seeking whom he can destroy. Remember now in the Garden of Eden, when he came in the garden, he barred the body, amen, of the serpent, and he didn't run up there and hit Eve over the top of the head with a pitchfork or something with a pitchfork or whatever. No. He couldn't touch Eve. Amen. But he had to talk. Amen. Amen. He whatever language Adam and Eve was speaking, the enemy can speak those languages. Amen. So you have to be careful. He can copy things. Amen. He copies. He's a counterfeit and he's a liar. Amen. So the Holy Spirit is a spirit of truth. Jesus said, when the spirit of truth comes, amen, he will lead and guide us to all. So we will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God has given you a gift. Amen. You have power over the enemy. You have power over the enemy. Amen. But he's seeking whom he can tempt. He's seeking whom he can to move the information around. Amen. He's always out there trying to discourage. Amen. Try to tempt you to do otherwise. Take your confidence. Amen. Saying God will not do and God will not this. Amen. James say, amen, if we anoint with oil and pray over you, amen, the prayer of faith. Amen. The prayer, the faith that God will do what he said he's going to do. Amen. God will raise him up. God will raise him up. How God raised up? Many times God raised people up with information. All right, we're getting ready to go in the studio. I'm going to tell one of the small testimonies out of many, amen, about healing, amen, the Lord done in my life, in the beginning of the ministry, amen. Always go out and we prepare ourselves, fasting and praying, amen, sometimes 24 hours, 48 hours, amen, we're drinking water and try to find that we, the days that we don't have to work extremely hard, amen. And after I've come off a fast, amen, I'll just get me some, I don't know if they have it today, some big old moon cookies. They call them moon cookies, a piece of half a pound of cheese, hog head cheese, and an RC. Amen. I'll be ready to go. I'll be patting my foot. I'll be ready. Amen. Because you know when the body being restored with energy and food. Amen. So after the fast, and I always feel so down. Always feel so down. And it takes me a little time to get myself together. And I just ask God, I said, Lord, why am I, amen, feel so down and sluggish and everything? Amen. So coming out of a mission in Key West, the time with evangelizing, and everybody first do the first work is evangelism. Amen. Jesus wants us to be a witness. So you're out walking, you're out talking, amen. You're reaching out, amen, to people. Amen. So God wants us to be a witness. Amen. So I was coming out of Key West, Florida, amen, and we pull into one of the restaurants. Amen. Fast food stores, and say you can have it your way. Amen. And drive through, and Holy Spirit said, "Your diet." And it shook me so. And the lady said, "Sir, are you going to order?" And, you know, with evangelists, we was in the car. We said, "Okay, we're going to go in and sit down, amen, and eat." And we just finished the mission work, amen. And I was sitting there, and I was playing, talking to the, amen, to the team that, you know, the Lord spoke to me about my diet. About my diet is wrong. Amen. So I'll be trying to get the best food I can. But I didn't realize, amen, that what I was taking in my body can affect my life, my spirit. Amen. Amen. I thought the body was off limits, amen, to the spiritual warfare that the enemy puts out there. But I knew, being in the service of the Army of the United States, that they teach us not to drink the enemy food, drink the water, eat the food, get nothing from the enemy, because they out try to destroy and kill us and affect us. So we had our own water and food. Amen. So I was not aware. Amen. Wasn't ever taught. All of us taught, say, fast, pray, fast, pray. But they never told me, amen, around the right people to say, when you come off a fast, you should have soup, something light on your stomach, because your stomach that swells up. Amen. It draws up, and you should come off, amen, drink and eat some hot food, hot liquids, amen, that, you know, to restore the body, amen. And so I wasn't aware, but I was not aware how much, amen, that I was kind of damaging myself and pulling myself spirit down, amen. I was rebuking the devil and all of that, but it was lack of knowledge, like Hosea said, amen. And it affects your body, amen. A lot of sugar. A lady told a testimony, amen, on open radio, amen, that she knows she's saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, and walking, amen, and she was feeling so bad one time, she was going to take her life, and she knew I was wrong. And the Holy Spirit told her, get that sugar out of your house, amen. So sometimes we look at things and we don't think, amen, food can damage our health, amen, but thank God for the Holy Spirit. He's a leader, he's a guider, and he's a spirit of truth. He's a keeper. So that gift of the Holy Spirit, he heals us and he guides us and tell us how to heal ourselves. Amen. So here we are. Here we are. We're talking about, amen, there's so many ways we can go about healing. But I believe that God can use, amen, like he did back in the old days. Amen. He used Isaiah. He had a school of prophets. Amen. He taught them herbals, herbal medicine. And Isaiah, I mean, Elijah had a school of prophets. He taught the prophets, amen, herbal medication. And Isaiah went to Hezekiah, amen, and put on his boil the fig leaves, amen. And you know, in the days, Old Testament days, the priests had a lot of authority, amen. God had given them wisdom and knowledge how to deal with leprosy, amen. How when it gets all too much in the skin, it isolate them, amen. And so many days they would wash, amen. If you get in the house, so the priests had a lot of insight and wisdom, amen. God had given it unto, amen, the priesthood dealing with leprosy. And other ways, and Moses taught the people what to eat and what not to eat. So the enemy does fight us through sickness and disease. But thank God, God did not leave us helpless. We want to explore this tonight, amen, today, wherever you might be calling, talking about healing. Amen. God has the answer, and he will do it again and again. And if not, he will direct you through his Holy Spirit. Amen. Which avenue to take? Amen. So we're in the studio now. We always go to the studio. Those that are calling for the first time, we work here that we have. We try to give our brothers and sisters a chance to express themselves. And if you call in 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. You can press 1 on your phone Amen. We will not call your name, and you don't have to give your name. You can just give your, I'll call your area code and the last four digits of your phone. But try to turn your phone down sometime. We get a lot of feedback. Amen. But all right, we're going to go to 850, area code, and the last four digits, 2337.
Good evening, Bishop.
God bless you.
How y'all? Yeah, I believe in divine healing because in 2013, I couldn't take five steps without running out of air. They told me at the hospital that I would be I would have an oxygen tank for the rest of my life, one of them tanks that you pull around. But I could tell you, I repeat Isaiah 53:5, and really the whole chapter. But I concentrated on 5 and 6. And I did that, and I took my medicine the way I was supposed to take it, and I gave them people back the oxygen tank. And by the grace of God, I'm real good. I get a chance to go outside. I got me a little garden, and I do a little work here and there. And the doctor don't have the last say-so. Jesus has the last say-so. You know, and as I read the healing part, I have to go to 1 Corinthians 9, verse 12, chapter 12, verse 9, where it says, and another by faith, and the same by spirit, and to another by the gift of healing, by the same spirit. Then I go over to 28, and it says, God has set in the church the first prophets, secondary prophets, third teachers, and after that, the miracle gift of healing. I believe that if I ask, and the doctors are there for a reason, but if I ask God honestly and pray over my body and get other people to pray over my body and anoint me with oil, that I can be healed. I'm a living testimony to that. I'm walking good. I'm eating good. And I feel a lot better than the report I got. And that's what I do every day, is I do 53 and 5. And I ask God to strengthen me and to strengthen my family. And thank you for this topic. It's a very good topic. Thank you.
All right. God bless you, man. God is always. Amen. You know, the book of Hebrews said the word of God is sharp. Amen. The sixth chapter. And it cuts between the marrow and the bone. Amen. So we read that word and keep that word in our spirit and mind and meditate on the word. You're doing an operation on yourself. Amen. You're operating. You're operating and believing it. Amen. And God in you, he that is in you is greater and he that is in the world. Amen. All right, we thank God. We're going to, amen. You can press 1 on your phone, like we say, we're here. Amen. Maybe you have a testimony, a scripture. Amen. It's expressing how God showed you. Amen. Not only healing you, but healing others. Amen. Because the word of God worked with you. Amen. Don't you know when you pray and you pray for others, amen, the Spirit of God come to you, amen. Like Jesus, when the lady with the issue of blood, she touched Jesus, the hem of his garment, and the virtue left him into her. So prayer builds you up, like Jude said, amen, the brother of Jesus. Jude said, build up your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. All right, we're talking about the healing ministry, Jesus, the healing ministry that Jesus did, the things that Jesus did, amen. And he was out there destroying the works of the devil, destroying the works of the devil. Catch on to that you praying, that, amen. The enemy had buffered and lied, amen, and deceived us so long. So when things do come up, God does work through through doctors now. He worked through doctors. Amen. Amen. He worked through doctors. And he, amen, all professionals, regardless of what their skill is, he still worked through them. Amen. Whoever they are. Amen. He utilized that. Amen. You find the Old Testament and also about medicine. You find through all the Old Testament. And Jesus didn't turn nothing down. He didn't rebuke none of that. I mean, because Luke was a doctor. Amen. Luke was a doctor. Amen. It doesn't say what, you know, Luke, where he was trained at, but he was a doctor, and he traveled with Paul a lot. Amen. Apostle Paul, and ministered to him. Amen. And healing. All right, you can press one on your phone. You might have a comment, a testimony, a word. Amen. You'd like to share pertaining to the ministry of healing, the ministry of healing. Amen. Above all, when you read the Bible, amen, you'll find, like I say, in the book of Hebrews, amen, we're talking about the Word of God, Hebrews 4 and 12. Then, for the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing as under the soul and spirit and the joints and marrow, and as a discerner of the thoughts and the intent of the heart. Like an x-ray machine. You don't leave nothing out. 13th verse says, the 6th chapter, the 4th chapter of Hebrews, neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him whom we have to do. So, brethren, when you start reading the Bible, amen, you know how you go to the cafeteria and you look around, you pass over the meat, maybe you go over the vegetables, and maybe you like soup, amen, whatever your appetite. The same way when you open the Bible up, you just, you know, looking for something to read, looking for something that can digest the spirit. Maybe it might be hindering you, might make you feel sorrowful, might want to have you to, amen, reject a spirit of sorrow, a spirit of worration. And today we have to be careful because all those spirits are floating around from the devil. Amen. Negativity. Amen. But God has the power, and he gave it unto us. We want to stress that a little bit. You have the gift. You have a gift through the Holy Spirit. Amen. You have a gift, and not only that, but you have to utilize it. God wants you to utilize the help of the church. You are the salt of the land. You are the light. Amen. So when Jesus came in and prayed for people, amen. He didn't say what denomination. Now, hold on. We're not talking about denomination. We're not talking about, amen, where you are in Bible study and how long you've been. No, no, no. As long as you're sick, amen, and you can pray over people. You believe, you can pray over people. Amen. God is sovereign. He sees. Amen. He wants to undo the works of the devil. Amen. Amen. Press one on your phone. We don't want to take up your time now. I'm on your time now. Amen. I'm going to be talking so much. I'm on your time. Amen. We're talking about healing. Healing. Amen. Confession. James said in the 5th chapter, confess your faults one to another. Sometimes we just need to confess. Amen. Go in the prayer room and confess to God. Nothing wrong with saying that you're wrong. Amen. Many people are wrong, don't even know it. I mean, Paul was wrong so many years. He spent so much time. And amen. Many of us came to Christ, got upset because the devil was leading us the wrong way. Amen. Have people come in and lead you the wrong way. Amen. Proverbs said, if you rebuke a wise man, you make him your friend. And so people will thank God I'm wrong. Thank God you got me on the right track. Amen. I'm on the right track. Thank God I'm on the right track now. Amen. So you get kind of a little upset when you're wrong and people don't try to, hey, you're wrong going down there. That's a one-way street. I found myself and my wife in another town. And amen. Sometimes these little small streets don't have signs and different things. And I turned down one of the streets and everybody was looking at us. They waved back. I got down to the end of the street and big old sign said, do one way. I said, oh, Lord, I'm running the wrong street. Amen. Thank God no car didn't come down and then the car smashed his head on. Lord have mercy on him. Going down the wrong way. And people look at you and laugh at you. Sometimes they wave at you and think, instead of saying, hey, man, you coming down the wrong way. Hey, yes, sir, you going down the wrong way. No, they just say, hey, they laugh at you today. Amen. If you're eating the wrong food, amen, have somebody tell you. You already have somebody say, listen, amen, that food is not done. Amen. You having too much salt? Amen. Amen. Discussing with the doctors and everything, have to watch my diet. And we were discussing, say it's hard to eat. Go out and eat. Amen. Because salt is a preservative. Amen. And there's so much food today in America. We got all kind of products on the shelves. If you go to other countries, they don't have that many products. Amen. But we got a lot of preservatives. They have to have a lot of preservatives in food and cans. Amen. There was so much salt in food and so much sugar in food. And they have so much caffeine. Amen. So those areas bombard the body. If you don't drink enough water and get fresh air and get your rest, the body gets socked down. Amen. You need good fresh water, fresh air, sunlight. Amen. And proper food cooked with not a whole lot of preservative in it. Amen. And you find yourself in that area and ask the Holy Spirit. He'll let you know. He'll let you know what's going on. Amen. All right. Press 1 on your phone. We're talking about the healing ministry. Amen. Of Jesus and the healing ministry of the church. The healing minister of the church. When the last time you prayed over yourself? When the last time you laid hands on yourself? Amen. I thank God for the older men and women in Christ as I was coming up. Amen. Took time. Amen. Took time and amen. Time out. Want to help you grow in Christ. Amen. Not only that, but have victory. Amen. You can pray. And when the old apostle, amen, I should sit down with him, amen, early part of the ministry, amen, to sit down with the old apostle, he said, you got a headache. I said, well, I said to myself, you know, knowing the Lord and it wasn't in the type of doctrine, amen, to believe in the three folds of the Holy Spirit, three folds of Godhead, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I said, well, I'll talk to him. How this man knew I had a headache? He said, why don't you lay your hand on yourself and pray over yourself sometime? Amen. So I learned how to lay hands on people. If anybody got a headache, I'd be jumping over the crowd to lay my hands on them. Oh, you got a headache? Oh, I learned confidence. Amen. You got to practice, brethren. Build up your confidence. Amen. In yourself, you see why these young people out there on the basketball court, amen, running plays, the baseball, amen. They want to get out there in sports. That's a $1 billion industry. People want to be entertained. They're out there practicing. They're out there practicing for their opponent. Amen. We need to practice. Amen. Laying hands on ourselves. Reading the Word of God. Amen. Getting rest and sleep. Don't let the devil keep you up all night walking the street. Amen. Amen. Be ready because you could help somebody. Amen. Through the healing ministry. Now time with all these viruses and diseases. Amen. The healing ministry is coming up. The healing ministry is coming back. It's been there. Amen. But all these other things prophesied and popular, but no, amen. Grandma can lay hands on the sick. Amen. Grandma can pray over. Amen. God prayed. There's a song, they pray for me. Amen. The prayer ministry. Amen. Of healing and deliverance. Amen. It's coming back. Amen. It's coming back. Oh God, church is never behind. The church is never, the believers is never behind. Amen. Amen. I know the devil is out there and they practicing false things to gain people. Amen. False healing and false lying. It'll only do for a minute. Amen. But the Holy Spirit, when God does something, amen, and bring people life back and bring their strength back, amen, and in the church, many of you are maybe just sitting on the healing because never anybody told you you should pray for others. You can pray for others. Amen. Many of you have healing ministries. Amen. Prayer ministries. All right, we're going to 561-1413. Last four digits. 561. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That just blessed my entire being. Talking about healing. Hallelujah. And I like what you said. Like other words, I say the church of God, the body of Christ is in other words, I was like, the soul business is back booming. Amen. It never stopped. Amen. Healing. Hallelujah. Healing. I'm thinking about, I had a healing experience today. Hallelujah. Let me look at the scripture here. The scripture, 2 Corinthians, if I'm not mistaken. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 2 Corinthians, it says, 2 Corinthians says, you are a new creature. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. 2 Corinthians 5:17. I had put a little quote with it. It goes like this. You are a new. So you will not respond to the devil's mess like you used to. The reason why I said that came to me today, I had an experience. I was pulling into a Publix, and I was waiting with my hazard lights, and I pulled in once the person pulled out, and someone got mad because I guess I didn't let them take my parking spot that I was patiently waiting on. So I was waiting, you know, after I got out, and I heard the person came by, and I heard the person say, that's that so-and-so-and-so right there. So I just politely said, I had my blankets on, and God bless you. But I'm thankful that God healed me because I responded in a way that I wouldn't have responded a long time ago. So I was healed of mm-hmm. responding and wanting to give somebody a counter-reaction with what they do. So I'm grateful for that today. Mm-hmm. Back in the day, that would have set me off. Someone called me a bad word, and I was patiently waiting, and they're mad because I didn't let them take something from me. So I'm grateful that I'm healed from that, and I want to say a lot of y'all out there are healed today. Healing can be emotional. Healing can be mm-hmm. financial. Oh, that's it right there. I'm believing God for financial healing for everyone on this line. Amen. I'm believing physical healing for everyone on this line right now. I'm believing a mental healing for everyone on this line, and most of all, a spiritual healing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And God bless you, Bishop, for being a broker of healing. Hallelujah. By doing what God tells you to do, I thank you for being obedient, and that helps me, and that keeps me wanting to be hungry for the word and thirst after righteousness more. Amen. Thank you all, and God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you, man of God, for that inspiration, amen, and words, wisdom, and prophecy. Amen. We accept that. Amen. My mind fell on Saul when Saul got jealous about David. Amen. And God moved the ministry, the kingdom from him because of disobedience. Amen. And when the evil spirit came into Saul, and tormented him so that he was wanting to kill David. And what helped him, amen, every now and then was that he would music, amen, soothe soul, mind, and spirit. Amen. Gospel saying, psalm, hymn, amen. When you leave God, amen, you leave God in the mind of your mind, amen. Many people mind today. When you leave God, amen, like the man of God said, your mind need to be healed when you come back to him. Amen. The world out there don't have Jesus. They don't have God. Amen. They mind being bombarded with all kind of spirits. Amen. But thank God for the being born again. Amen. All over again. You got to start over. You can't patch it up. Amen. You can't patch up the old man like an inner tube. No, you got to get, Jesus said you got to be born again, Nicodemus. Amen. When you be born again, you know what belongs in your mind, your soul, and your spirit. God bless you. Amen. All right. All right. We want to continue. We get down to the latter part of the broadcast. Before we go in prayer, I think we can take two more comments, a revelation, a vision. When there's no vision, amen. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Amen. Use this time. Amen. Use this time, brethren. Amen. To girdle up your loins. Amen. Amen. Strengthen that's been weak. Amen. The time for the healing. Praying for the sick. Amen. Once you do what God leads you to do, prosperity come. Amen. God is prosperity. Amen. Long as Uzziah sought the Lord, he prospered. As long as Uzziah sought the Lord, Chronicles, amen, 26, he said, as long as Uzziah sought the God. And every time Saul tried to get David, David used to ask the Lord, Lord, should I move here? Should I go there? Are we going to win the battle? As long as you seek God, you're going to prosper. All right, brother, you can push one on your phone. Amen. And somebody might have another comment or revelation. Or maybe just a question. Amen. Be in your spirit. Amen. Maybe you have a vision or a dream. Amen. We're here. We help us one to another. Amen. Like Proverbs say, iron sharpening iron. Amen. All of us have different gifts, but it's from the same spirit. Nobody greater than the other one. Amen. God has in the Old Testament, he has men that he had gifted to build the temples. Amen. And God has men that he's gifted now in hospitality. Amen. People have the gifts of help. Amen. And I always make the expression that a woman, she have the gift of help. Amen. Eve, a woman can adapt herself. Amen. To her man. Amen. If he a farmer, she can run the tractor. Amen. If he a fisherman, she can fish. Amen. She's a helpmate. Amen. She's multi-talented. Amen. God, amen, have not done anything and missed anything. He know what he's doing. And we should accept him, amen, that he know more than you know. And you find out your prosperity you're seeking. Just keep talking to God. Just talking with him and walk with him. Amen. Through your Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is your helper. He's your comforter. And he is a spirit of truth. Amen. Holy Spirit, when he tell you something, amen, if you know it's God, he's not going to tell you to jump out of the airplane, amen, and go out there and jump out of 95 or I-10. Or the Holy Spirit is going to have you hurt yourself. Amen. He wants to help you. Because it make him look good. If I can use that expression. Amen. Amen. Make the devil look bad. He want to make you look good. All right, press one on your phone, brother. We probably take one more call because we're going to go into prayer. Amen. For you tonight, today. Amen. The Spirit, the Holy Spirit, amen, is all you need. Amen. It was a song we just sang, what more can he do? what more can God do? He died. His son died. Amen. He rose from the dead. He got the keys, amen, to heaven and earth. And Paul was saying in Corinthians, covered the most precious gift. Amen. Charity, which is love. When you got love, you got everything. You got all the keys. Because God is love. Amen. God is love for all mankind. Amen. All right, we're going to have to go into prayer tonight with thee. Amen. We thank God for all of you filling up our board tonight. Amen. As always, amen. It's times like this, it's more wise thing you can do is seeking God. You all are seeking God. All right, let's pray. Bow the head, All right, 850-2337. Lead us in a word of prayer.
Father God, once again, we ask for your permission to live on this earth. We thank you for this ministry. We thank you for these good topics, Lord. And we thank you for divine healing. Lord, you are more than a conqueror. You are our God. We pray for each and every person under the sound of my voice, each and every person that's under the sound of their voice. You think about it every day. Lord, pray that you give us the strength and the guidance through the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, and we thank you again. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. 561-1413. God bless you. 561-1413.
Praise the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity to come before you humble and appreciating you for not allowing us to stumble in the midst of all the chaos and the virus. Lord God, you still specialize in things deemed impossible, and you will continue to do what no other power in this world could ever do. We ask that you let that specializing power abide with us, Lord, as we go and grow in the name of Jesus. Keep us, strengthen us, Lord. Let us know that we don't have to be discouraged, that we can girdle our loins and be encouraged in these times, because we are in your time, which is the perfect time to have a peace of mind and to run on and see just what the end is going to be. It's going to be fabulous for the ones on the line and you and me. But God, we know that it's going to be bad for those that forsaken the only begotten Son. And we thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you all. Remember, you can go to www.jciministries.org, and you can hear these broadcasts again in entirety and many more subjects. Amen. Those of you having problems, amen, with your faith, go to the Gospel according to John, and let's read the book of John, clear through, and you find the last chapter of John. In the last verse, Gospel according to verse, it says, all these things, the many more things Jesus had done, if the world could hold it, the books that Jesus wrote, was written, the world could not hold all the things that Jesus did. Amen. Maybe he wasn't blind, halt, crippled. Amen. But Jesus did something for you. Amen. He has did a lot of things for many people. It's not even written. Amen. But what is written in the Bible is for the help of building of your faith. Amen. But God is still, he's still healing you. We believe it. We know it. Until next time, keep the faith and keep looking up, brethren, because we are winners and not losers. In Jesus the Christ we pray. Amen and amen.